now. Super snapper, Josh Healy. He rocked the Mill Valley Public Library Naked Truth event. And we've got you a front row seat. Snap judgment.
So this is a story about the first time I ever helped an 86-year-old with her medication. If there's anything in the world that's more awesome than a little old grandma, it's a little old grandma-in-law, which is what I have, my wife's grandma, Phyllis. Now, Grandma Phyllis, she stands about 5'1", has bleach blonde hair. She is also deeply Southern Baptist and the only one in her family who still goes to church every week. Me and her get along great. Now, last year, Grandma Phyllis, unfortunately, she had this pinched nerve in her back. The doctor said she had two choices to deal with the pain. She could either get the normal prescription painkillers, or she could get a prescription for medical marijuana. Grandma Phyllis had decided that she didn't want any more painkillers, so she was gonna try what she politely called the plant medicine. Now, she wasn't driving much these days, so she needed someone to take her to the clinic. And because everyone else in the family was busy, yes, I was the one who was gonna take Grandma to get her medication. So I'd never been to a pot club before. I go to pick her up, and I take her to the club, and it didn't look like what I expected. It was actually super clean, modern. There was brown couches lining the walls and soft indie rock music over the speakers. It kind of reminded me of Starbucks. And so we go up to the counter, and the clerk's standing there, and he's this nice tall guy, and he's got these like Buddy Holly glasses and a ZZ Top beard, and you know, he's just super cool, and he's just like, so, can I help you two? It's me and Grandma Phyllis. And I can tell she's a little nervous, so I take the lead. And I'm like, yeah, trying to get something for my grandma-in-law? And the guy is like, sure, no problem, can I see your prescription? So we hand it to him. He takes a look at it, and then he goes into full salesman mode. He's like, well, all right, ma'am. These are our different options. You've got purple arugula. We've got Eureka's Envy. We've got Rainbow's Revenge. But this is what I would recommend for you right here, ma'am. This is called Grateful But Not Yet Dead. This. It's what I would give my own grandma. So this is more than enough endorsement for us. So we buy the prescribed amount, and I drive Grandma Phyllis back home. I take her inside, you know, I make sure she's okay, and I'm about to put on my coat and get in my car and drive back home when, kind of out of nowhere, she pulls out a box of rolling papers. Hands them to me in my direction and says in her sweet little Southern Baptist voice, Josh, do you know how to roll a joint? I said, what? She said, well, I mean, I figured that since you were here and, you know, my hands aren't too good these days, and do you think you could help me out? I'm supposed to be here for Grandma Phyllis and for her health. So I'm like, sure, why not? And I'm nervous, because, I mean, I want to make it good, but I don't want to make it too good. So I make it in a mediocre but still presentable fashion. I light it, and I pass it to Grandma Phyllis. She takes it, and she looks at it for a second. And I'm thinking she might have second thoughts. But no. She puts it to her lips, And she takes a huge hit. And then another. And then another. Then she dumps the ash in the tray, and she casually holds it between her fingers. I say, "Grandma Phyllis, have you done this before?" She says, "No, I don't think so. But could you find me a paperclip just for the little piece at the end?" Fifteen minutes later, we're sitting on the couch, sucking on butterscotch candies and watching reruns of Golden Girls. I look over to her and I say, "So what do you think? How are you feeling? How's your back?" And she says, "You know what? I don't feel any pain right now. Seems to be working." I'm like, "Yes, this is great. Medical marijuana actually serving a medical purpose. Grandma Phyllis is feeling better and I'm feeling great about helping her out." So I'm just about to go put on my coat and leave again when she stops me and she says, "You know, Josh, I'm probably not gonna need all of this. It's too much for me. Would you like to take some home?" I think about it for a second, maybe two, and smile and say, "No, Grandma, my back is just fine." Thank you all very much.